local politics? Because you kind of mentioned you did a little bit before, during, and then you doing anything after? You still
Denton politics?
Not just Denton, but with like any politics in general. Have you continued doing this activism?
Oh yeah, I think that what we did in Denton with the fracking ban, in Earthworks. I was able to get a lot of the funding that we used from, ironically, someone who is a mineral owner.
Hmm.
And the money actually came from mineral receipts from fracking. And so I don't remember where I was going with that.
Were you like politically active before the whole any of this or?
Yeah, we worked with, I wasn't before so much, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I went down and spoke at the legislative sessions, and they ignored me, which they do everybody right now, but pretty soon I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Denton ignored me.
Mm-hmm.
They ignored Kathy. But what we did, where I was going with the money we raised, we used some of that to give a grant to Texas Campaign for the Environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in and trained our volunteers. We had a lot of volunteers. Tara Lynn was mm-hmm. in charge of the volunteers. So Earthworks was able to pay her a little bit to, mm-hmm. So for that, because that was a big job.
Mm-hmm.
So they came in and trained all the volunteers to canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really big reason why we won, because we had a goal to knock on every door in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
And we canvassed several times during that. And so when the city didn't go along mm-hmm. with us on the fracking ban, they vowed to change the city council.
Mm.
And they have. And so for a long time in Denton, when a situation would come up, they would hit the streets and canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So that training, that activism that mm-hmm. Denton learned during the fracking ban stayed with them.
Mm-hmm. And then what about afterward? You still engage in doing that with your optical imaging and all that?
I am involved in the Texas legislature. I have taken elected officials out with me so that they mm-hmm. can see through the camera. I took the Natural Resources Democrats
mm-hmm.
Out in the Permian Basin, and they were horrified. And the next day they had a hearing and they spoke about the camera off and on and what they saw during the hearing, and thanked me publicly for, helping them see that. I've done that with quite a few elected officials. Hope to do that more in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone down and testified on bills
mm-hmm.
at the Texas legislature, but like I said, they totally ignore us. They bullied us. They bullied us with the HB 40, mm-hmm. so they think that they are always going to be able to bully us and squash us. But Texas politics is changing, mm-hmm. and they're. For the first time ever, Texoga, the Texas Oil and Gas Association,
mm-hmm.
came out this week and admitted that oil and gas has a role in causing climate change.
That's a big transformation right
that
there.
Is a huge thing, because I think they see the writing on the wall, the political situation in Texas, and there are young people who care about climate change. And I'm not saying older people care about it too, but there wasn't enough of us,
mm-hmm.
And industry has spent a lot of time misinforming people and, paying for skewed science and things like that. So people are confused. Young people, it's their world. And so now they're starting to come on board. And I don't like it when older people say the young people will save us.
Mm-hmm.
No. We're partly responsible for this problem, and we need to save the young people, you know, but I'm glad to see so many young people coming on board. It's changing the politics in Texas. So I think this next election will be fun.
Yeah, I think I was seeing, my minor was in political science, so I've always been keeping, you know, a little bit of my political insight going on. But I think I saw, you know, there's debate even within the history of Texas, you know. Will Texas become a swing state, you know, and will it be blue again, you know? The last time was, you know, LBJ in the 60s, you know, and then since then it's been a red state, you know, but then with this influx of immigration and young people, there's real type now where Texas is not as guaranteed as it was for the past
30 years. We lack 9 seats in the House. 9 seats. There are 24 seats in play right now. All we have to do is take 9 of those and we control the House.
Wow.